I don't really expect for anyone to ever listen to this. This is, I guess, more like an audio diary, if anything else. And I'd rather be doing this than doing what my brain's thinking of doing right now, so. I was born on June 22nd, 1996. I was born 2 months premature at 4 pounds 11 ounces. Very little complications, thankfully. Just was watched for a little bit. No, it's neither here nor there. I don't remember much about my childhood, but I remember my dad working long hours and being angry all the time. I didn't know why, though, at that time. And being bullied a lot. I'm 22 right now. And I don't really know what I'm doing. I've been in 2 relationships, been turned down countless times. I've always been kind of a sounding board for guys, I guess. Which is hilarious, because I didn't start officially dating until I was 18. But every crush I've had kind of used me as a test flirt, you know. But I was in a relationship for 3 years. Long distance with a guy from Scotland, and I thought I was gonna marry him, obviously, because it was 3 years and I'm still young, I guess. But it turns out that, like, 6 months into a relationship, he was watching Cam Girls instead of coming to me, and he hid it, and 2 years later, he gets a friend who tells him, no, you can't do this. And so he broke up with me out of guilt, I guess. Which really sucks, because I would have worked it out, you know? But then I was single for 9 months, and I met my most recent relationship, I guess, 3 months ago, and it was great. Great being subjective. We dated for about 1.5 months, and then he started ghosting me. Instead of owning up and explaining what was going on, he just ignored me, I guess. And we finally broke up. Well, he broke up with me. Because apparently he was just too busy for me, and he was too afraid to tell his mom that he was dating someone who wasn't his race, I guess. And it sucks because I gave myself to him, I guess. Kind of sucked, as all first times do, but you know. And my depression's getting worse, and I don't know what to do. I was born with depression, so it's not like it'll ever go away, I guess, but basically the reason I started talking just now is because I've been having thoughts of dying again, and thoughts of dying are pretty common for me, and I usually can get over them, but now my brain's planning, and I hate that because it's just so not a good thing. And right now the only thing really keeping me from doing it is the fact that my mom is, I don't want to say terminally ill, but basically, chronic, I guess, chronically ill. I can turn terminal if not treated correctly. So I have to take care of her, but we've been having tons of fights because, well, she gets a bit demented when her fits happen. And not like the everyone's demented and crazy, but actual dementia symptoms. And I work with kids, and I don't want to be the reason that suicide is explained to a bunch of children. But right before I started this, I wanted to go plug up the door in the bathroom and mix together some ammonia and bleach and just go ahead and die. I can't really express it to my family because I'll be sent either to a mental hospital, which is not a great place to be, or I'll just take away from the fact that my mom's sick. And I know they keep telling me to turn to God, but it's hard to turn to something that I feel doesn't fully exist or just doesn't listen, because everything I ask for, every wish, every hope and dream I've ever had just hasn't happened. Because no matter how hard I work, something always holds me back, and it's usually myself. So when I say I work hard, it's not that I work hard, it's I try for a bit, and then my depression hits, and then I can't anymore. I don't know. I wanna die. Which sucks. Kind of bullshit. I just need something to change. I don't know what to do. I want to try to get some sleep. Not die.